Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. You know, if you've been around the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis for a bit, you've probably heard of the Archbishop Flynn Catechetical Institute. If you've been around for a while now, you probably know a few graduates. If you've been around for a significant amount of time, it's likely at least you've added it to your to-do list if you've not already gone through yourself. One of the things that I appreciate about the CI is that it is ever improving. Here to talk to us about what's in store for the Catechetical Institute this fall are Kelly Walquist, the director of the Archbishop Flynn Catechetical Institute and founder of National Women's Ministry Wine, as well as Father John Paul Erickson, pastor of Transfiguration Catholic Church in Oakdale. Kelly, Father, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Peter.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. I love how quickly you can say Catechetical Institute.
Yeah, well, I've had quite a bit of practice on it, but you know what? Now that you said that, I'll probably screw it up before the end of the interview. Anyway, well, it's great to have you both with us. Father, let's start with you. You know, we had Jeff Cavins, our good friend, on the program not all that long ago to share about some of the offerings of the Catechetical Institute. But Father Erickson, what's been your experience with the CI, and how have you seen the fruits of the program reflected in those who graduate from it?
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. I'm delighted to be with you and delighted to speak about a program that we are thrilled to welcome at Transfiguration. I want to begin by saying that I myself am not a graduate, but I know many friends who are. We have at least one staff member here at Transfiguration, many friends from previous assignments that have participated, including the world-famous Patrick Conley. And my experience of the program is one of tremendous fruitfulness. Literally, without exception, everyone that I've spoken to that has gone through the program, first of all, speak extremely enthusiastic about it, about how important and impactful it was for their own spiritual life and their own understanding of the church. Most of the people that have gone through the program are more committed than ever to helping out at their own parish and to helping out in the diocese. So that is a clear fruit. And in speaking to brother priests, brother pastors, they've even indicated, and I say this with only part of my tongue in my cheek, they've indicated that they have witnessed in many graduates an increase in financial generosity to the parish. And I say that as a sign of clear fruitfulness because money is a sacrament. It's a sacrament of what matters to us. And what matters to many graduates of the CI, and I think it is a direct consequence of the CI, is the support and the strengthening of Holy Mother Church. So as far as I can tell, brother, everything, it's all good. The speakers I've seen on the list are top-notch, very engaging. I think it's a program well designed for working people. And again, we're thrilled to be the host site here at Transfiguration this coming year.
Yeah. So Kelly, welcome again to you, and thank you for joining us in the midst of all the busy things that you're about as well. And reflecting on Father Erickson's comments right there, I'm guessing that you have seen it as well, similarly in your own experience of the Catechetical Institute, not even looking at it as a director, but just as seeing the fruits of that it's actually in the lives of the people who are coming out of it. If you would just reflect a bit yourself on some of the things that you've seen, how you've seen it really, foster and develop so that others can grow and blossom and flourish in their faith.
Yeah, I would piggyback right on what Father said, where he talked about the strength and support that people then have for Holy Mother Church. And we see it not just in their giving of their treasure, but of their time and their talents too. And it's a joyful giving. They're very excited to go back and to be part of RCIA, to teach a class, to go and lead a confirmation class, to be a sponsor, to become a DRE, to go on and, you know, become involved in different aspects of the church in the archdiocese and all of it. And I think the one thing I love to hear is just how excited they are to share their faith. They're so thrilled that they can have conversations and share their faith with a renewed confidence, with conviction, and with hope.
That's sometimes a rather hard thing to come by. It can be anyway, but to see that in being enlivened within the lives of Catholics, that's a great thing. Father, back to you. I just want to ask you too about from the pastor's perspective, what is the significance or the importance of highly involved and highly not just educated, that's part of it, but highly formed laity within the life of the parish?
Yeah, excellent question. I'd offer a couple of different angles in response. Number one is, you know, our call as pastors is to facilitate, I would offer, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the sacraments, through teaching, through governing well as good shepherds. But it's all for a purpose. It's all for bringing people into a contact with the Lord who loves them by name. And so formation, especially I would offer intellectual formation, what the CI is not only committed to, it's broader than intellectual formation, but that's a big part of it. That really is connected to loving the Lord. And so, you know, you can't love someone or something that you don't know. So you have to know them to love them. And obviously there's a dynamism there, it goes back and forth. So that's part of it. There's also the fact, too, that, you know, parishes and the church really are, they're the entire body of Christ. It's not just the reverend clergy and, you know, pay, pray, and obey. We really are meant to be a body. And just as the clergy receives significant formation, rightly so, so to the faithful of God really need formation. Now, it's going to depend, the levels will depend upon what you're called to do. But the call to be a disciple and to be a living stone of this church, that flows right from our baptism. That's not just for people that think intellectual stuff is kind of cool or we like to read books. To be formed in the Catholic faith is to take our baptismal dignity seriously. So it's gravely important, the formation of the lay faithful, perhaps now more than ever, where the Second Vatican Council has called us to really remember that, you know, to use a phrase that can be abused, we are the church. You know, we are the church. Well, that's actually fundamentally true, and we have to take that seriously.
And piggybacking on that, we're using that term piggybacking a lot, I've noticed. Piggybacking on that, Father, back to you, Kelly, about thinking that through. The Catechetical Institute over the course of the years has been doing very well at this. But as I mentioned in the introduction, I'm always impressed about how you're dedicated to making it better and better with each passing year. So, but before we get into what's coming up or what may be new and different for this year, why don't you give us just a general look at what is the structure of the Catechetical Institute?
Right. So the structure is we walk you through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that big book. I used to say the green book, but now it's a big blue book, right? So we walk you through the Catechism of the Catholic Church as a story from blessing to blessing. And the Catechism is four pillars. So we've got four modules, and they're 11-week modules. So you start in September, you're done in December, you get a little bit of Christmas off, all of January, you pick it up in February, you're finished again in May, and then have the summer off, and then have you come back for pillar three and pillar four. So people think, wow, 2-year commitment, that's intense. It goes so quickly. And that is the one thing like all of the graduates will say. In fact, the day after graduation, they're like, okay, what do I do next Monday? They're so excited to go do something else. So we really walk you through those four pillars. And we've got some of the best teachers. I know you mentioned Jeff Cabins, Bishop Cousins, Father Markeviches, Father Klockman, you know, Deacon Mahalik and Deacon Gannon, and we just phenomenal teachers that really help you get a grasp of what is being taught. And then, like Father said, of also having that, not just the head knowledge, but that heart, having it really seep into your heart. We have two Saturday formative sessions, which are in the mornings. They start at 8 a.m. and we start with Mass, have a little something light to eat, and then it's just a nice little retreat until 11. And that usually ends up being like a favorite. I think most times people are like, oh, I've got to get up and go to school on Saturday. And then after the first one, they're like, this is wonderful. And they can't wait till the next one. So it is a really well-rounded, you know, catechetical education where you are getting the kind of the hearer and the doer. You're hearing, you're learning, and then you're appropriating it into your life.
And Father Erickson has already mentioned being a Transfiguration, being a host parish. So you have these at different parishes throughout the Archdiocese. What about this fall? What's going on in the fall of 2021? Where is it going to be held, Kelly?
Okay, we are super excited to be with Father John Paul Erickson and his staff. They are amazing. And we've kind of been all over. We're always at the St. Paul Seminary. There's always a class going through the St. Paul Seminary. Right now, we've got the class of St. Anthony of Padua. Each class is named after a saint. It really gives you an identity and an intercessor. And so we've been at Our Lady of Grace and Providence Academy and Epiphany and Mary Mother of the Church and even St. Andrew and Elk River. So it's time for us to come to the east side, right, Father?
Amen. Rockin' east side.
Rockin' east side. So it'll be held in person at Transfiguration. And because of one of the things that happened with COVID, one of the blessings that came from it is this ability for many people to live stream and to learn how to live stream. And so we have got six other parishes around the Archdiocese that students will be coming to in person, and they'll have that body of Christ. We're coming together to learn together, to worship together, to pray together. And then they'll do that in their small group, but then they'll be able to watch the live stream from Transfiguration. And it is our goal too, that each of those locations will have a formative session where it's a real live in-person. Yeah, so we're going to be at Our Lady of the Prairie in Belle Plaine, wow. Holy Family High School in Victoria, St. Timothy's, Maple Lake, St. John Newman in Eagan, and St. Patrick's in Oak Grove. And then I love this, St. Stephen's in Minneapolis with nice. Father Joseph Williams. They have an incredible young adults group that had gone through our school of discipleship, about 75 of them. So now it's their Latino young adults. And I'm just so excited for all of it.
Yeah. And it's a wonder because those parishes that you mentioned, I'm familiar with many of them. You've hit the outskirts. I mean, you're like bordering around the Archdiocese, and then you have Transfiguration and St. Stephen there in kind of in the center as well. So well done. Well, well done the Lord, I guess, but well done all these parishes and saying yes to doing that. That sounds exciting. You got people coming together to watch the live stream, but then they have that crucial element of being together for the other elements of it as well. I know that there's something special about the opening mass as well, Kelly. Can you talk about the opening mass with us for just a bit?
Right. So our opening mass this year will be at the cathedral, which is wonderful. We're very excited to do that. I mean, we love everything to be at the St. Paul Seminary as much as we can do there, because that's where we're out of, the Catechetical Institute is out of the St. Paul Seminary. But we got so many people, which is, praise God, right? That's a good problem to have. So what we're doing with this opening mass now, which we haven't been able to do before because of size, is we're inviting the families of the students to come with them. And then we're going to open it up also to the graduates to come and to celebrate and to pray with their fellow students that are now going to become part of the class of St. Joseph. So that's our class name this year, St. Joseph.
Nice.
I think it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity for Catholics to come together and support, encourage, and nurture one another.
Yeah, very, and what an appropriate name too. Only a couple minutes remaining, so quickly back to you, Kelly, one more time. Just give us the details. How long is registration open? And if people are interested, where can they go?
Excellent. Registration is open until August 20th, and you can find out information at cistudent.com. Every one of the applications is on there. There's a discount if you're doing it at a live streamed area. There's also a discount for the Latino young adults because of a wonderful donation given by a great donor in the Archdiocese. So there's a lot to find out there. They can cistudent.com, come learn all about it. It's phenomenal. Game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. Worth checking out, cistudent.com. But you got to do so quick. August 20th is the deadline. And then, Father, before we let you go, maybe one word that you would say to somebody, if someone in Transfiguration Parish was thinking, well, Father, should I really do this? What would you say to encourage them to do so?
Yeah, great question. First of all, I would say take it to prayer, of course. Ask the Lord for wisdom and for knowledge. Also invoke St. Joseph for clarity about whether or not this is right for you. I would also say, too, if you're on the fence, give it a shot. You know, obviously, it's a program that requires investment, of course, And, you know, the cost, which is nominal, absolutely nominal, indicates the gravity of what the program is about. But I would also say, too, there's liberty here, you know, that take it 1 week at a time, give it a shot. I'm not suggesting not to commit, but, you know, jump in the pool. I think that you will find that you like the waters very, very much. Err on the side of generosity.
Very good. And Father, before you go as well, we'd like a blessing from you for our listeners, but also especially for those who are considering doing the Catechetical Institute this year.
Be delighted. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Saint Joseph, through your powerful intercession, we ask that you might invoke upon all those who are committed to this coming 2 years of catechetical formation, God's almighty blessing. We ask you to walk with all those who are preparing for the program, all those who will be teaching, for God's blessing upon Kelly and upon Jeff and all those serving in administrative roles. We ask you, mighty Saint Joseph, to walk with us, to pray for us. And through the intercession of your Son and Savior, Jesus Christ, may Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, Kelly, Father Erickson, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, Paul and I will share some suggestions on other upcoming events to practice and grow your faith in the Lord. Stay with us.